East Coast Radio News Watch. News, traffic, weather.
Kingston Health says it's deeply concerned about the high rate of teenage pregnancies in the province. KwaZulu-Natal yesterday recorded the births of 144 babies on New Year's Day. The department says while it welcomes the arrivals, it remains concerned about the number of young mothers. Health MEC Nomgogo Simelane says that on Christmas Day alone, KZN registered over 300 births, with 70 of the mothers being teenagers. The youngest were three 15-year-old girls.
Among these young mothers was a 16-year-old girl who was impregnated by a 32-year-old man. So far, the youngest mother of our New Year babies are two 16-year-olds who gave birth at Benedictine Hospital under Zululand District and at Queen Nandi Regional Hospital under King Cetshwayo District, respectively. This 16-year-old doesn't make it any less problematic because when she gives birth or when they give birth at 16 years old, it means they fell pregnant when they were 15. And that is a serious problem.
This year's New Year babies included 73 boys and 71 girls.
And the first baby of the year, a baby boy, arrived at 20 past 12 at Queen Nandi Regional Hospital. He was born to a 31-year-old mother with a birth weight of 1.82 kg. He was followed by another baby boy 2 minutes later at RK Khan Hospital, who was born to a 33-year-old mother.
KZN Transport says at least 70 motorists were arrested on drunk driving charges on New Year's Eve. The department says teams from the Road Traffic Inspectorate nabbed 16 motorists in Richards Bay and 13 in Isikhaweni. More than 60 were caught in Isakhaweni and Ladysmith. Transport's Ndabezinhle Sibiya says those arrested included a soldier, two bodyguards and four taxi drivers, some of whom were operating fully loaded minibuses.
There were also arrests made in Durban, Florida Road. About nine motorists were arrested for drunk driving. One car was impounded as it was using illegal lights, which are only used by, you know, security companies.
Six people have been killed in Iran as protesters and security forces clashed in several cities, marking the first reported deaths since cost-of-living protests began. Shopkeepers first went on strike on Sunday over high prices and economic stagnation. The demonstrations have since spread to other parts of the country. In some areas, police say they responded with tear gas to acts of violence and arrested several people they described as ringleaders. The protests are smaller than the last major outbreak of unrest in 2022, triggered by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini, who was arrested for allegedly violating Iran's strict dress code for women. A recap of our lead story, KZN Health says it's deeply concerned about the high rate of teenage pregnancies in the province. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.